is the skylight at the very top of the house. A harlequin pane that casts a disc of varicolored light upon different spots on the upper landing as the sun passes over America, turning a white shirt pink as one passes through it, for example, or a yellow tie blue. Once the spot reaches the floor in mid-morning, it is a family superstition never to step through it. 10 years earlier, you would have found children here, wrestling, trying to force each other into its orbit. Even now, as young adults, they continue to step round it on their way down the stairs. The staircase itself is a steep spiral. To pass the time while descending it, a photographic Belzy family gallery has been hung on the walls, following each turn that you make. The children come first in black and white, podgy and dimpled, haloed with curls. They seem always to be tumbling towards the viewer and over each other, folding on their sausage legs. Frowning Jerome holding baby Zora, wondering what she is. Zora cradling tiny wrinkled Levi with the crazed proprietorial look of a woman who steals children from hospital wards. School portraits, graduations, swimming pools, restaurants, gardens, and vacation shots follow, monitoring physical development, confirming character. After the children come four generations of the Simons' maternal line. These are placed in triumphant, deliberate sequence. Kiki's great-great-grandmother, a house slave. Great-grandmother, a maid. And then her grandmother, a nurse. It was Nurse Lily who inherited this whole house from a benevolent white doctor with whom she had worked closely for 20 years back in Florida. An inheritance this scale changes everything for a poor family in America. It makes them middle class. And 83 Langham is a fine middle class house, larger even than it looks on the outside, with a small pool out back, unheated and missing many of its white tiles, like a British smile. Indeed, much of the house is now a little shabby, but this is part of its grandeur. There is nothing nouveau riche about it. The house is ennobled by the work it has done for this family. The rental of the house paid for Kiki's mother's education. A legal clerk, she died this spring past, and for Kiki's own. For years, it was the Simons' nest egg and vacation home. They would come up each September from Florida to see the color. Once her children had grown, and after her minister husband had died, Howard's mother-in-law, Claudia Simons, moved into the house permanently and lived happily as landlady to cycles of students who rented the spare rooms. Throughout these years, Howard coveted the house. Claudia, acutely aware of this covetousness, determined to pervert its course. She knew well that the place was perfect for Howard. Large, lovely, and within spitting distance of a half-decent American university that might consider hiring him. It gave Mrs. Simons joy, or so Howard believed, to make him wait all those years. She tripped happily into her 70s without any serious health problems. Meanwhile, Howard shunted his young family around various second-rate seats of learning. 6 years in upstate New York. 11 in London, 1 in the suburbs of Paris. It was only 10 years ago that Claudia had finally relented, leaving the property in favor of a retirement community in Florida. It was around this time that the gallery photograph of Kiki herself, a hospital administrator and final inheritor of 83 Langham Drive, was taken. In the photo, she is all teeth and hair, receiving a state award for outreach services to the local community. A rogue white arm clinches what was, back then, an extremely neat waist in tight denim. This arm, cut off at the elbow, is Howard's.